Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are you one of those people who believes every good thing must come to an end? Is that you? All good things must come to an end? In sports, they're largely cyclical, and it's impossible for a team to stay on top forever. If there's any kind of competition at all, meaning if the sport is competitive or the league is competitive at all, because athletes only have a limited shelf life. And I don't mean that in any type of a derogatory way, but the professional athletic career or the professional athlete, in most cases, the average is not even 5 years, five seasons. And that's basketball, it's football. And the majority of professional athletes don't sign the huge free agent contracts. Or if they do, it's one and then they're done. And so when we think about teams staying on top, whether it's pro or college, a lot of it has to do with the management, the front office, the athletic directors, the coaches. Because players come and go. But a system, a culture, a tradition of winning, those can be maintained even when players are swapped out or players retire or players are let go. But yeah, just by nature of sport itself, all good things must come to an end. And I was thinking about that as I was tracking Gonzaga men's basketball. They're not having a season like they're expected to or we've come to expect from them. But they did have 25 wins this season, and I say did because their run in the West Coast Conference Championship is done. They actually lost. And this is a rival for them, another ranked team in St. Mary's. Very often St. Mary's has been on the wrong side of Gonzaga winning conference tournaments. But the Zags had won 4 conference titles in a row and 10 of 11. And St. Mary's had it the one time going back a few years ago when the Bulldogs didn't win. Both teams are expected to make the tournament. St. Mary's is automatically in, but both were expected to make it either way. When Jerry Palm joined us a month ago here on the show, a CBS sports bracketologist, he actually said Gonzaga was on the bubble because of their weak conference schedule. So they are expected to get in, which will extend the run for Mark Few. And it's good that the NCAA selection committee has seen the best of Gonzaga toward the end of the year. So they'd won 9 in a row. Just losing, though, it's it's a kind of a wow moment because they're as synonymous with March Madness as green is with St. Patrick's Day, which, by the way, is also on Selection Sunday this year. I was listening to the radio on my way home, I think it was yesterday morning, and Krispy Kreme donuts, delicious, by the way, is doing some type of a promotion where you can show up and wear green to the store or to the shop and get a free donut. Now, I don't need to be eating donuts. I'm training for a half marathon. But that is actually the benefit of training for a half marathon is that you can eat a donut. So I have a long run, probably about nine, maybe even closer to 10 miles coming up on Saturday. And I'm thinking maybe I'll wear some green and get myself to Krispy Kreme for a donut.
I mean, if you run there, right?
Oh, or yeah. But then what? I eat the donut and run back? No.
Run with the donut, maybe.
No, heavens no. It would never last that long. However, maybe I'll get Bob to take me in the car to get a donut as soon as I get done running.
That sounds better.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, I'm cramming in a lot of this training now that I normally would spread out a little more. But I was looking for a Saturday race. I wanted to get it in before. Well, it had to be a Saturday because I can't do a half marathon on a Sunday. Definitely not in April when I'm also teaching my class at Syracuse and driving up there every Monday. So that would just be too much. But considering April is the second busiest month of the year in sports, I thought, all right, I'll try it in. Because last year I was training during my class at Syracuse and it was tough because I was on the road 2 days a week. So I thought I'll do it in March, not really thinking about the fact that, hey, it's winter and it's not as easy to train in the winter outside. So I had to do one training run at the gym. That was not fun at all. It was so hot, I thought I was going to pass out. Bob had told me, this is his gym, Bob had told me that it was warm in there, but I didn't realize how warm. It was freaking cold outside that one time that I went with him, and I get inside, and I guess I didn't know where the air conditioner vents were, and I wasn't close enough because it was hot. And running on the treadmill is boring. Anyway, so I did that one time. Mostly I've just been sucking it up. So I had a race, or not a race, sorry, I had a training run over the weekend and the temps were in the 30s. It was pretty brisk wind. The temps were in the 30s, but I'd rather do that than run in the steam of a sauna gym and have to be on a treadmill. So I'm just kind of sucking it up. But
you got weather.
Right? And that's the other thing is the race is coming up Easter weekend, which I also didn't really think about when I signed up. The race is coming up Easter weekend. It's the Saturday, so it's the day before Easter. And there's a real good chance it could be frigid. It could be frigid or it could be 70. That's kind of early spring in the Northeast. I guess it's technically not even spring yet, right? Oh, when does spring start?
21st?
This month? Or
March, usually.
April, May, June? June, July, August? Yes, you're right.
I think.
Right, because it's December, January, February, the official winter months. And so, yes, March starts next
March
week.
March 19th.
Or spring starts next week. Okay. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it with some spring weather, too, for March 30th. Either way, as long as I'm not running in a monsoon, no joke. My last half marathon, if you guys remember, was in a tropical storm. Mm-hmm. 50 to 60 mile per hour winds. And it just downpoured on us the entire time. And it was cold. Temps were in the 40s. That was September. It was brutal. But I did run the entire way. Only because I kept thinking to myself, if I stop and I walk, it's going to take me longer to finish and get out of this mess.
I think since you did it in that, any other half marathon at this point, it's going to be maybe not a breeze.
I was going to say, don't
easier.
Say cake. Yeah. But I mean, if that's my worst ever experience.
It was pouring. I remember that day.
Oh, it was bad. But it wasn't just the rain. Rain would be one thing. Mm-hmm. It was the cold and the wind. The winds that were blasting. And the last half of the race was directly into a northeast wind along the Hudson River. It was rough. That actual race, they've changed names of it, but I'm going to do it again this fall. Now, if it's in a tropical storm, I'm not going. I've done that once. Don't need to do it again. But I do want to run that track or run that route and see what it's like, because it was nice and flat. It was gorgeous scenery, or would have been if I could even have looked up. But I most of the time had to hide my face underneath the brim of my hat. So, yeah, I want to do it and see whether or not, well, I should be able to improve my time, but see whether or not it's enjoyable when it's not in the middle of a tropical storm.
Probably better.
Yeah, you think? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and that means you get to ask Amy anything. We're about 30 minutes away. Producer Jay is looking for your questions on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, and he's also got a special caveat in there because he wants a particular type of question for our video version of Ask Amy, which he and I are going to record coming up on Wednesday afternoon. So we've promised, we made you some promises to start this week, or I did. I shouldn't saddle Jay with these, but I made some promises to start the week that we would do extensive coverage of NFL free agency, which we are doing. It's been a lot of fun to hear from you. We've got a couple polls up. Actually, the NFC South poll has ended. You all go Atlanta Falcons over the top with Kirk Cousins and some of the other pieces they've got. Raheem Morris, they feel like they're pretty darn close. And they were in the running until the end of last season. Their quarterback play just, it was brutal, right? So there's a missing piece that they found. But the Buccaneers, though they have won four titles in a row in that division, they weren't running away with it. The Falcons dropped their last two games of the year. Remember, they were kind of swapping back and forth between Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder. Then Taylor got hurt, and it was just a mess. So they finished up 7-10, but they were 7-8, so they were kind of hovering right around 500. The Saints and Bucks ended up tying with the 9-8 record, but the Bucks had the tiebreak. So more than 51% of you believe that the Falcons will end the Buccaneers' run in 2024. I just want you to know the numbers. This is actually kind of funny. Falcons, 51.4%. Buccaneers, not a distant second, 39.3%. Okay, so there's 51, 39. You're talking about 90-plus percent of the vote. And then the Panthers got 6% of the vote. Why? That's really interesting. The Saints got fewer votes than did the Panthers, 3.2%.
Crap.
That I'm not sure what part of that blows me away more. That the Panthers got 6% of the vote, or that they got more votes than the Saints. Jay, who'd you vote for?
I voted for the Bucs.
Me too, yeah, actually. But why? Who? Why would the Saints get fewer votes than the Panthers?
Is that a trolling situation? Because there's no way someone can believe that the Panthers are in a better situation than the Saints right now.
Right.
I mean, I don't think either are going to contend really for that division, but I think the Saints definitely have a better shot than the Panthers do by far, I would say.
So Falcons with more than half of the vote. Now, we're doing the AFC North tonight. We'll give you a different division every night of the week. Baltimore adds Derrick Henry, though the Ravens have lost a couple of critical pieces from their defense, Patrick Queen being one of them. But they add Derrick Henry, and a lot of people are kind of like the reaction to the Kirk Cousins situation with Atlanta. They're reacting to that. I mean, we know what he's done. At 30 years old, he's just a few hundred yards shy of 10,000 for his career. He's a bus. He'll truck you. Every year, there's at least one highlight of him when he's stiff-arming, a strong-arming, a defender. And even though Gus Edwards had a dozen touchdowns last year, Derrick Henry's just a different runner. So I get that part. They also have the reigning NFL MVP in Lamar Jackson. Steelers, Browns, Bengals, at least on our Twitter poll, are like not even in the conversation for those of you who are voting. You think by far it's the Ravens and they're running away with it. Now, Facebook is a little different. We're getting a ton of votes on Facebook and it's more of a mixed bag. So you can find that poll on either of our social media sites. And as I say, also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Our phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. So yes, to start the week, I told you we would be blanketing the free agency with plenty of chatter. Also, lots of college hoops drama. And that's to come as conference tournaments start to get dialed up in the Power Five, right? So the big conferences are tipping off their conference tournaments now. And those are a lot of fun because they really do get me and I hope you in the mood for March Madness. Also promised that we would have a new video on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe. It's easy to find After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. And then I promised a new blog post within 24 hours, which I did deliver. It was up and available for you to read on Monday. Now, I don't know exactly how many subscribers there are to my blog. I know that there's a few hundred. I think there's a few hundred the last time I looked. So those of you who subscribe to the blog, you get an email. The rest of you don't usually know until I post it on social media, which I did on Monday evening. Tuesday morning, I posted it after the show. And I just want you to know I'm blown away by your reaction. Really. It's not that I didn't expect to hear from you, but I'm amazed at how many of you took time out of your day to read what I wrote, some personal photos, some of my favorite photos from my collection are in that blog post. And the link is up, or the post is up on both my Twitter as well as Facebook, so it's easy to find. But thank you. Thank you for your kind words. You're being just so generous with your empathy and with your understanding. And also the fact that you are sending me your own stories means a lot to me as well. So thank you for that. So coming up, as I mentioned, a little more football, a little more with the golf, only because I think this is a story that still won't go away. And the longer that the two sides are at odds, the more you're going to see golfers defect to live. At some point, especially if they can still compete in the majors, the money's too good to pass up. But also, it is competitive. The more great golfers take that plunge and join LIV and really like the schedule where it's not nearly as long or extensive as what you get on the PGA Tour. Now, they've tried to dial back on the requirements, but a lot of people pointed to the schedule where you don't have to be at a golf tournament for practice and then pro days or pro-ams and then pro days, huh? Pro-ams and then the 4 days of the tournament. And you're barely home or you're living out of a suitcase for weeks and weeks at a time. And so that's a huge draw, plus the team format. The more guys jump to live like John Rahm, the more competitive it will be, which means it will draw other golfers who see the money and the time, the investment, but also see the competition. Plus smug Phil Mickelson. He told us. And he likes to tell us that he told us. We're getting close to the Masters, by the way. We're inside of a month to Masters week. Wowzers. It's nearly spring. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page. Good to have you with us after hours with Amy Lawrence. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That comes up about 20 minutes from now, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After...
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty...
Daddy! Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
After Hours Podcast.
It's not for me. It's the I'm too much of a traditionalist. I'm too much of a I'm steeped in the you know, I love winning golf tournaments and looking at the trophy and seeing that Sam Snead won this trophy, or Ben Hogan, or Gene Sarazen, or Jack Nicklaus, or Gary Player, Tiger Woods, or Nick whoever it is, the people that came before me, like that to me is a big deal in our game.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Wait until you hear the latest brouhaha around Aaron Rodgers. Oh my gosh. I just can't get over how much this guy generates headlines when he hasn't played football other than 4 snaps in over a year. And yet, there's never a shortage of chatter and conversation and this kookiness around this guy.
It's going to be hard to cancel me.
If it's not a darkness retreat, it's a presidential ticket. God. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So if you're not paying attention to golf this weekend, that's understandable, but we are still, we're in the window for the Masters. We're within, 3.5 weeks of the most iconic tournament in the sport. And while we are expected to see the guys from LIV compete in the majors, it's a watered down field for the Players Championship, which is taking place at TPC Sawgrass. So it's like the fifth major. And Jay Monahan trots out his update on the merger between the PGA and PIF. And he's asked whether or not the players are still backing him after the way this all went down in 23.
I can't generalize as it relates to players, but clearly, given the responsibility I've been given by both boards, I have the support of our board, and I am the right person to lead us forward. I know that. I believe that in my heart, and I'm determined to do exactly that.
That's his opinion, and I would expect him to say nothing less, but guys like Xander Schauffele, they're not on board with Jay Monahan. It's almost like one foot in, one foot out at best.
Trust is something that's pretty tender. So words are words, and I'd say in my book, he's got a long way to go. He could be the guy, but in my book, he's got a long way to go to gain the trust of the membership. I'm sure he's got the support of the board since they were with him making some of those decisions. But for me personally, he's got quite a ways to go.
That's just one guy weighing in. And now every time these guys are sitting in front of microphones, there are questions about Jay Monahan. There was even a push to get him removed as the tour commissioner. Schauffele was part of that. Patrick Cantlay answering the same question about whether or not Jay Monahan's the right man for the job.
I think it's really important that, you know, we're all rowing in the same direction. I think with this PGA Tour Enterprises board, you know, I think it's really exciting that we do have a chance to kind of start with something new and all move together in the right direction.
So he's not going to give you any bulletin board material, so to speak. He's not going to give you any clickbait. But it certainly sounds like there are a lot of these guys who are taking this wait-and-see approach. And the relationship is tenuous at best. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One of the comments that really caught my ear was from the number one player in the world. And the fact that there seems still to be a little bit of tension when it comes to LIV, as much as they're supposed to be merging and all. But people are noticing the fields are not as strong as they used to be at tournaments like this one. And yeah, he gets it, but also says there's a definite finger that you can point when you want to blame.
We can't control whether or not guys want to leave. If guys want to go take the money and leave, then that's their decision. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell guys not to take hundreds of millions of dollars. If that's what they think is best for their life, then go do it. I'm not going to sit here and force guys to stay on our tour. But at the end of the day, this is where I want to be. And, you know, we're continuing to grow what we're doing, and what they're doing is not really a concern to me. And if the fans are upset, then look at the guys that left. You know, we had a tour, we were all together, and the people that left are no longer here. And at the end of the day, that's where the splintering comes from.
Well, thank you for that lesson. It's true. He still sounds salty, doesn't he? I think Rory McIlroy feels sufficiently chastised about it. And while he will say over and over that LIV is not for him, he's backed off on the, I hate LIV.
Hate LIV.
Hate LIV. I hope it dies. He couldn't wait for it to go away.
And like
now,
LIV.
Right. And now it's like, oh, well, these guys are going to be around. He actually says he wants to play with his friends again. He wants all the best guys to be together, but that's just not how it goes. I honestly won't believe the merger until I actually see these guys working together and competing in the same tournaments. What, are you going to send some of the PGA guys to the LIV tournaments and vice versa? There's no way to merge them. And the DP World Tour as well, which used to be the European Tour. There's no way to do that. And LIV is steadfast about not folding, not giving up its format. And I actually think it's relatively entertaining. John Rahm, that's huge. Though Tiger Woods is ghosting him, won't respond. John's trying to recruit him to the LIV Tour, and it would take less stress off Tiger.
Could you see the PGA ever going to like a team format?
Well, they say they are going to add team events. How much fun is golf in a team format? I love it. I love scrambles.
It could be fun.
Oh, it's so much fun.
If you get some good teams, yeah.
Everything I love about team sports, the camaraderie, the participation, the cooperation, just the collaboration, and it puts, not to mention the competitiveness, and it puts it into a team format. I think that's amazing. Golf and team is cool stuff. All right, coming up, your chance to ask Amy anything. And then more of your free agency frenzy musings. It doesn't start with an F. I was looking for something alliteration that starts with an F. It doesn't start with an F. I like what we've seen so far. Quarterbacks and running backs really being those two positions that are attracting the most attention. But we've seen some serious movement among defensive players too, like pass rushers. That's been another area. Defensive secondary. It's interesting to see the balance of power and if it shifts on paper, of course. It's March, but this is the NFL's version of March Madness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Facebook page and on Twitter, After Hours CBS.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
Time of the week again, and I know producer Jay is always on the lookout for creative, intuitive, unique questions, and also collecting some for our newest video version of Ask Amy Anything, which he and I will record later on Wednesday. Although, let's hope my stomach is not growling for that one the way that it's growling for this one. And again, just want to say thank you for all your kind words in response to my new blog post. It's got some very personal photos, some of my favorites, so you can check that out. The link is on both Twitter and Facebook. And it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time for Ask Amy Anything. I'm really proud of myself. I got out on time, so I left an entire segment, as opposed to sometimes I give Jay all of 3 moments for him to ask questions.
Well, apologies to your growling stomach, but we will be getting to food in the during
oh,
this.
Oh, great. It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. I did that on Tuesday morning. No, it's so hard. I barely got through it without eating a whole bag of chips.
Well, we will start here with a little teaser for our upcoming video episode of Ask Amy Anything, okay. Married Edition.
Ask Amy walked down the aisle, past tense, which, by the way, it's right on the occasion of our 3-month anniversary.
Yes,
can you believe that?
Timely.
Sunday is selection show, St. Patrick's Day, wear green to Krispy Kreme and get a donut, and it's also 3-month anniversary.
Big Sunday.
Yeah. Unfortunately for him, I have to work most of the day. So we're celebrating on Saturday.
Nice. Yeah. Let's get a little taste into the married life now. You mentioned this a while ago, and I don't think we have an update on it, but someone asked. Ron asked, has Bob found his perfect pillow yet?
Oh, he has.
Really?
Yes. Well, it's kind of funny because someone recommended a pillow to us. We checked it out on Amazon, and it was only $125. He could not. He refused. But once we checked it out on Amazon, then you know how they send you suggestions for other options that might be similar. So we picked one that was Amazon's choice. It was $100 less than the other, and he really likes it. This is hysterical. We have a queen bed, and he wants softer, I like firmer. I thought we had a compromise where the bed is like medium firm. Oh no, he's still complaining of his shoulder pain. And so we have an egg crate mattress on his half of the bed. But it leaves me in a rut. I'm in the ditch on my half of the bed because the egg crate mattress is tall. And so when I try to stretch out, because I sleep during the daytime, of course, during the week, and he's working. When I try to stretch out, I run into like a wall of egg crate mattress. So I feel like I'm in a ditch. And when I try to roll over, I'm rolling uphill. It's unfair.
It's so like a ravine.
Exactly. Thank you. I fell off the cliff. We either have to get me a twin, because it's a twin-sized egg crate. It came off an old bed. Either have to get me another twin so we each have one, or scrap the twin and get a queen, or he's just going to have to suck it up. Because it's weird. The bed is uneven.
Yeah, that happens. It's different weights, different sizes. Yeah.
Just what?
Annoying.
Right.
All right, let's get into this. Therese, we were just talking about your training for your next upcoming half marathon, and Therese wants to know, when runners hit the wall, what does that mean? And what do you do to get through it or over it?
Well, hit the wall essentially is a catch-all term for mental or physical fatigue. A lot of people would associate it with you're running, and there's some point at which you feel like you're out of energy or your muscles are tight or every step hurts. The wall can be a term for really any type of resistance that's tough, that makes you feel like, what the hell am I doing? Can I keep going? And I think for me, now this is just me, over the course of a half marathon, I'll hit a wall at least twice. But then when you push through it, so you have to keep going. I refuse to let myself stop, slow down, take a break. My only goal for every half marathon is to run the entire way. I don't care if I run fast. In fact, I don't run fast, but it's to run the whole way. So once you push through it, you generally get the proverbial second wind, third wind, but you'll get this burst of energy because your training kicks in and your muscles, they'll either loosen up, or sometimes you'll hit a wall going uphill, and so then on the downside, you feel a lot better. I mean, that's kind of the deal, is you just have to push through it, at least for me. And mostly it's mental. If I just keep going, eventually I'll get to a point where I feel better.
All right.
You want to try it, Jay?
No.
Jay once told me that if he decided to run a half marathon, he could train for it a couple weeks and be ready to go.
I think I said 2 weeks, or 3 weeks I might have said. Okay. That's not
Couple
accurate.
Weeks.
No, I rescind that. Anyway, moving on. I love this question. This comes from Keith, who wants to know, if you were a farmer, what crops would you harvest?
Nice. That's a good one. Coffee? Can I be a coffee farmer?
I like that.
All right. Also, I think hay is always in demand for farm animals, just cattle, horses, sheep, goats, whatever. So hay would be another one. Certainly corn, because not only can you feed people with corn, but you can feed animals with corn as well, livestock. I think those would be ones that I would probably try. But if you really want to know what I would harvest, it would have to be coffee. I don't even think we can grow coffee in the Northeast. I'm not sure. These days, I think there is money to be made in pot or marijuana plants, but that's not me. Can you be a marijuana farmer?
You need like all these licenses and
right,
stuff now. It's
right.
Like a big deal. Yeah.
Nah. I mean, if I can't just have an entire field of flowers, then I suppose coffee.
Coffee sounds fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice life.
Be amazing.
Let's move on.
Never
to
have to pay for it.
Imagine.
What?
You gotta work for your coffee though, I guess. You gotta like harvest it.
And then grind it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it tastes good.
I'm going wheat or hay though, if not coffee.
I like those. Let's move on to Jamie, who wants to know, what is your least favorite housework chore?
Oh, man. I'll go 6 months without dusting. I hate dusting. I despise dusting. And I get it. I understand why it's important. You don't want people coming over to your house and it looks like your furniture came from 20 years ago. Just, nah. So here's the cool thing. Bob doesn't enjoy doing laundry. especially not folding it. So I'm doing all the laundry. He's dusting and cleaning bathrooms. I'm cleaning floors and laundry. He's dusting and cleaning bathrooms. So we kind of have a nice divvy up. We split the dishes. We split the cooking. He's kind of messy. So I pretty much have to come along behind him and like hang up things the right way, pick things up off the floor. I went into the bedroom. I guess I was changing after my run. And I look over at his closet. The door's closed. But on the far side of the door where the hinges are, one of his shirts is poking out, right? So he's got one shirt poking out the far side of the door. And then he has his robe poking out the near side of the door. And I said to him, well, I fixed it. And then I said, baby, you closed the door on two different pieces of clothing. Well, at least it was closed.
If it's in the closet, it's fixed. It's in there. Like, my closet, you open the door, things will just pile out and collapse on you. But
no, I don't want to see his closet, and I don't pay attention to his desk in his office. But when it comes to kitchen stuff, and I can't find my things, or stuff is piled up in no particular order, just piled high, and I open up a cupboard and it falls out, well, that's where I got to draw the line.
Need some rhyme and rhythm out here. All right, let's move on to David. I like this one, too. He wants to know, how well do you remember your dreams after waking up?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Want to hear something crazy? I just mentioned, I got married 3 months ago. Why on Monday did I have a bunch of dreams about missing my wedding, being late to the wedding, not being dressed or ready for the wedding? What? This already happened 3 months ago. Why am I dreaming about missing the wedding now? Isn't that crazy? And I woke up and the dreams were so incredibly vivid. They were really vivid. Some of the other dreams I always remember, and I don't know where this comes from, maybe because I love crime dramas. Every now and then, probably once every couple months, I'll have a really vivid dream about someone breaking into my house, about someone chasing me with a gun. I mean, I know. Man. It's morbid, right?
Do you win or like?
Well, I almost always wake up right when we're at the most dangerous point of the dream. But yeah,
cliffhanger.
Exactly. But then I wake up and I'm like, wow, that was really vivid.
I hate that.
So yes, I do remember, I would say, a fair number of them. But for the most part, you know, they kind of all blend together. There are some that I'll remember years later, though. They were that vivid and that real.
Just real quick, have you ever had a cell phone or used a cell phone in your dream?
Sure.
Really? Oh, because I saw this thing online that was, someone had said they never remember using a cell phone in their dream. And I was like, huh, I don't think I ever have either. Electronics, technology. Interesting.
Wait, can I throw in a question?
Of course.
Ed wants to know, if I could be an actress in any movie, what would be the genre? Well, Jay, you could answer that. I suppose the technical genre would be science fiction, but it would absolutely be a Star Wars movie because they're still cranking them out, or a Star Wars series. And I would definitely play a good guy, if you will, a Jedi. That is my dream role, is to play a Jedi.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Could you imagine?
Yes,
no.
I dream it.
I'd quit sports radio for that.
Yeah, see ya. I'd be a Jedi. Let's go into this one then. Chris asks, are you going to buy the blue milk if the stores get it when they release the newer Star Wars movies?
Blue milk?
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. Promotion for the movies.
Wait, they're putting food coloring into milk?
Well, they have it already in the Disneylands, whatever those things are called, in like the Disney World parks. And apparently I'm hearing that when they release the movies, they might release it into the stores as like a promotion.
I love milk. Do not mess with my milk.
No blue milk?
No, I don't need any milk with food coloring in it. This is why I don't like red velvet cheesecake or red velvet cake. It's actually Bob's favorite. But the thing is, it's just chocolate with red food coloring. That's not good for you. No, so I get that he really likes it. Whatever. But no, I'm good with regular milk.
Back to the movies. Robert asked, what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Oh, man. Joe versus the Volcano has got to be one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. I did not get it. I didn't even last through it. And the thing is, I can usually last through most movies, but that one was stupid. Here's another one. World War Z? Wasn't that a zombie movie with Brad Pitt? Also, what?
It was pretty bad.
I was on a team bus at the time. I was doing play-by-play for a college basketball team, and they were watching it. I mean, wasted all that time. I tried to ignore it. I couldn't because it was on every TV screen in the bus. And it just ends in this really weird spot. But also, I can't help but think, I just wasted 3 hours of my life on that stupid movie.
When no, they're all dumb. Zombies climbing over the big wall. It's
just, but then it just ends.
Yeah.
No,
it's not a good plot. It doesn't set up well.
Yeah, no, yeah. Really dumb.
All right, let's get a little more food here. Jim Bob asks, what's your favorite food to barbecue?
Oh, gosh. Meaning grill?
Yeah.
Or actual barbecue?
Grill.
Okay. Well, if you're talking grill, I love salmon and asparagus on the grill. I know it's super healthy. If we're talking barbecue, I'm going steaks, but a close second would be burglars.
Nice. Gary wants to know, do you have or do you want an air fryer?
Well, Bob has an air fryer, so we have one. It's in the pantry. I've never used it, so I guess the answer to the want would be no, but it came with him like his dog, so what am I going to do?
Robert wants to know, if you were a biker, what would your group name be or your biker name be?
Amy America.
That's perfect.
Wait, what's my group name? What do you mean?
Like the name, like Hell's Angels?
Well, no, I'm not that cool. I wanted to, as my show name, my radio stage name, change my name from Lawrence to Amy America, and my family and friends talk me down.
Why?
Exactly. That's what I wanted to know. It's very catchy.
It's perfect. Let us live your best life. Come on. All right, let's get some rapid fire. Fusilli or bow tie pasta?
I'll go fusilli.
Boneless wings or bone-in wings?
Boneless.
Strawberries or raspberries?
Raspberries.
Playlists or podcasts?
Oh, gosh. Well, right now I'm in a podcast kind of a mood. So it's been podcasts more than playlists.
Shoes or slippers?
Slippers.
Three's Company or Golden Girls?
Oh, my mom wouldn't let me watch Three's Company. I was a kid. I'll go Golden Girls. They were funny.
M&M's or Kit Kats?
M&M.
Be bamboozled or be flabbergasted?
Flabbergasted, nice. Baby. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.